The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, we know that summer has arrived every year when we hear the thuck of the ball at Wimbledon. And of course, we've had Paris before this, but really Wimbledon and strawberries and cream, it marks the beginning. So Lisa Cannon suggested that we look at movies all about tennis. Lisa, broadcaster, producer, good morning and welcome.
Good morning and welcome. Now, I love Wimbledon. It's one of my favourite times of the year, especially, you know, summer's here when Wimbledon has arrived, especially the backhanders, the breakpoints, centre court showdowns. And no better than film to capture all of that. And of course, you know, there's cinema with serious smash when it comes to tennis movies. And there's plenty of them, by the way, Pat.
Now, will you bring us back to the Battle of the Sexes? And this was about Billie Jean King, who was the women's champion, one of the best female players of all time, and a guy called Bobby Riggs.
Now tell me. Listen, it's a great movie if you haven't seen it. It's 2017, stars Emma Stone and Steve Carell. So it's the iconic 1973 match between Billie Jean King, as you mentioned, and Bobby Riggs. And Emma Stone had never taken up a racket before personally, and she trained for months to master Billie Jean King's playing style. She gained 15 pounds of muscle. Believe you me, that's actually very hard to do. And Billie Jean King herself was a consultant on the set, kind of ensuring all that authenticity, but also costume designers were actually there to create the stitching on the skirt, right down to that
kind
last
of detail.
Very James Cameron Titanic
detail.
Okay, now
the actual story, this guy, Bobby Riggs, he's past his best, but he's male.
He's male. And this clip that I'm going to show you, I thought it had to be this one, really, because it's kind of the chauvinism and misogyny that, of course, is rife and was rife in the 1970s among the pay gap. But, and also, I suppose, the steer gap when it comes to playing tennis itself and how men think about women playing tennis. Have a listen. You'll totally get what I'm saying. It's not great. It wouldn't land very well at this day and age. But this is the whole point of the clip. Take a look.
Don't get me wrong, I love women in the bedroom and in the kitchen, but these days they want to be everywhere. They want to be doing everything. Where is it going to end? Pretty soon us fellas aren't going to be able to go to a ball game. We're not going to be able to go fishing. We're not going to be able to stop and have a drink after work. And that's what this whole women's lib thing is about. And it's got to stop. And Bobby Riggs is the man to stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Custer's last stand. This is the lobber versus the liver.
Keep talking, Bobby. The more nonsense you spout, the worse it's going to be when you lose.
Well, I'm the ladies' number one. I'm the champ. Why would I lose?
Because dinosaurs can't play tennis.
I'm going to put the show back in chauvinism.
I'm going to put the show back in chauvinism.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it's a good clip. I interviewed Steve Carell and I remember bringing this up in an interview and he was like, oh, it's so embarrassing saying those lines because it's just not my talk track. Yeah. It's not how I feel. But of course, he's acting as Bobby Riggs. People will, you know, enjoy this movie, not only for the fun that it brings, but also those kind of real life legends that come to life. Yeah. Emma's brilliant in this,
very
interesting. By the way.
The whole thing was that he challenged, he figured that even the best woman in the world couldn't beat a kind of a beaten up player like himself, who was past his best.
Yes.
Now, there was a subplot there. And I didn't see that movie, so I don't know. Did they mention the fact that it was all about gambling, maybe?
Yes, yes. There's a bit of element. There's loads of strands to this movie. I think it's brilliant because it serves up something a little bit different than just the rivalry and the kind of laugh out loud moments. But it's an excellent pick. So definitely check that one out.
Now, let's talk about King Richard.
Yeah. Now, this is excellent. We talked about this the other week because Wimbledon and stretches, doesn't it, for two weeks, I think. So, you know, get your Wimbledon movies in. And King Richard, filmed in 2021, is a fantastic movie. Stars Will Smith, the Oscar-winning role, of course, and he is Venus and Serena Williams' father. And it's how he shaped the legendary careers of those tennis players. And the insider detail is that the Williams sisters were executive producers, had the final say on the script, and all those wonderful training scenes that you'll see in the movie with the young Venus and Serena mirrored actual real coaching sessions to an uncanny degree. What I love about this movie is it's very raw. I think it's incredibly powerful because not only does it feel that it's an inspirational movie, but it also gets down underneath the skin of how the Williams sisters started.
Yeah, and it's these are not rich kids. They're not tennis brats that you might see in a typical Florida tennis academy.
No.
These are kids from a poor background. And there's a great clip here.
Absolutely. Take a listen.
It was 1977. I had watched this tennis match. And I seen him get his girl, Virginia Razeef, $40,000 for 4 days' work. And since I knew I'd only made $52,000 all year, I knew I was in the wrong business. Went home that night, told the wife, we need to make two more kids. So that night I wrote up the plan. One for Venus, one for Serena.
All right.
Cover their whole tennis, cover their education, foreign languages, everything. And now that plan is set, it's time for us to come see you to help turn them into champions. Now I know what you're thinking. This family is from the ghetto. How they gonna pay old me? Well, don't you worry about that. We're not here to rob you. We here to make you rich.
You ever think about basketball?
Best of luck to you, eh?
Okay, you're making a mistake, but I'm gonna let you make it.
Okay.
The pants look expensive.
Oh, they are.
If I had a dollar for every crazy parent that told me their kid would make it to number one, well, I'd be a rich man.
You look pretty rich to me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. You've seen the movie as well.
I have. I loved it as a movie. Absolutely loved it.
I know. I've seen
and
it several
I wasn't
times.
Bothered that they were executive producers and might have influenced the way we view both themselves and the father in the context of the narrative. Anyway, let's go back to another famous encounter. And this is a movie made in 2017, Borg versus McEnroe.
Yes, this is a little bit more of an indie movie. It stars Shia LaBeouf, and I remember seeing this actually in the IFI, and I loved it because the intimacy of the screen there, you know, you really get to, I suppose, enjoy the elegance of tennis and the sport itself. There's kind of the raw emotion of the two champions. So Borg and McEnroe, probably one of the biggest, are they the biggest names in sport? Probably.
They were the biggest rivalry at the time.
Yeah, of course, because it was the 1980 Wimbledon final. It was the controversy of the contrasting personalities, the cool-headed Bjorn and the fiery John McEnroe. He's still very fiery if you watch him on the BBC coverage. But Shia LaBeouf's casting as McEnroe was controversial because people didn't feel physically he looked like McEnroe. And I would agree with that. And we're going to play a clip later on. I don't know if I've put it in or not. But McEnroe also says he doesn't look like me, which is fair enough.
Okay.
But he was less than thrilled. He called it inaccurate. But it's actually a great movie because it kind of pursues the drama of the clay and the grass.
And also, if people go back to that time, Borg played by the rules. His top spin forehand and backhand were fantastic. The two-handed backhand. But along came this brat from America.
Yeah.
This cheeky brat. And we'll hear all of that in this exchange.
Shia LaBeouf's legs are a little skinny. I was like, why does he, can't they, you know, beef up his legs or something, because my legs weren't that skinny. So that was sort of disappointing. Again, you can see in this movie, the tennis part of it is difficult to duplicate, very difficult. They did a good job with the sort of what was happening in the crowd, because, you know, I've got to say, I'll close this movie story with this, is that the truth is that there's only a few matches in my life where you felt like, wow, something unbelievable's happening while it's happening. You're so caught up in it most of the time that you don't even realize maybe that it's going to be go down in the history books. That one, I did feel that something spectacular and special was going on in the match, during the match. And I felt like to some degree the movie succeeded in doing that.
Okay, well, that was the real John McEnroe talking about the movie and how the legs weren't quite right.
I did have it in. I wasn't sure.
But it caught the spirit of the thing. The clip that wouldn't play for us that time was, you cannot be serious.
It's his most famous line, yeah. You know, when he was throwing the racket and you know, giving out to the umpire. I mean, look, tennis is an amazing sport. Not only the perseverance and the perfectly timed volleys that we all love, but it's the intensity of the one-on-one battle. Yeah. And it's perfectly captured in all these movies.
It's gladiatorial. In fact, the final in Paris was exactly that. Fantastic. Match Point, Woody Allen made a movie.
Yeah, now, because, you know, it wouldn't be, I suppose, Woody Allen's forte. I liked this movie, 2005. It's kind of a moody thriller where tennis is kind of metaphor for luck, fate and ambition. But it was Woody Allen's first UK-based film. And I enjoyed parts of it. I didn't think it was one of my favourites.
And something worth watching on Netflix is the documentary series called Breakpoint, which was very interesting.
Yeah, that's excellent. There's so many good mockumentaries and documentaries, especially that in 2023. and it follows the rising tennis stars on the ATP and WTA tours. So keep them coming. Loads of great movies and mockumentaries on movies. Yeah, they're wonderful.
Lisa Absolutely Cannon, wonderful. Presenter and producer, broadcaster, thank you very much for joining us. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.